Daf is Daf Beis, beginning with Seches Beita. Today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family in honor of their parents, children, and grandchildren. So the first question of Beita is, how do you pronounce Beita? Is it Beita or is it Beia? So there's a big discussion that some say that Beita is not called Lashon Nekiyah, therefore you should call it Beia. Others say, no, you should say Beita. The Gras says one should say Beita. He says, of course it's to call it Beia. There's a big discussion, of course, amongst the yeshivas as well. So they always point to Rabbeinu Chananel at the very beginning of Maseches Beita. Here's a little poem. Rabbeinu Chananel wasn't known to write poems in his Gemara, but the only way the poem makes sense to rhyme if the word is Beita. So he writes, Aschil Maseches Beita be'ezes gadol ha'etza. So a very strange way to start. Obviously trying to get a point across that you should pronounce it Beita, but yet others have the Masorah to call it Beia. So either way, the Masechta begins, Beita or Beia Shanolda B'yomtif. If it was laid on Yomtif, Beish Shamei Omrim Tochal, Beish Hill Omrim Lo Sochal. Beish Shamei says one can eat it, it's not Muks, it's not Nolad. Beish Hill says you cannot eat it, it's a violation of Muks or Nolad. We'll see that discussed in the Gemara. Now, before you go ahead, Tosa says, why don't they have the Lashon of Aser versus Mutter? Why Lashon of Ochal versus Sochal versus Lo Sochal? The Tosa writes, because I had said Aser Mutter, you would have thought Mutter meant to Mutter Latalto. You can move it, but maybe you wouldn't be able to eat it. That's why the Mishnah has to stress that l'socha, you could even eat it according to the opinion of Beis Shammai. Then the Mishnah goes on to have two other debates between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, nothing to do with this debate, but they lump them together. Well, as look at Tosas. Tosas writes, Su'ur b'kazayis, we'll get to the Mishnah in just a second, but Tosas writes, Su'ur b'kazayis, lo shay chachamide, this discussion, the next two machlokas of the Mishnah are not really relevant to this Mishnah here. Elamaisi kan tlas mile gave yomtif. We bring three machlokasim of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai in the world, in the arena of yomtif, to Beis Hillel l'chumra Beis Shammai l'kula. And that's why, because normally Beis Shammai is a l'chumra. These are one of the three exceptions where Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai is l'kula, and they all have to do with yomtif, so we put them all together. So back inside the Mishnah says, "Beis Shammai Omrim Seur b'Kazayis v'Chametz b'Kikoseves." If one owns a Seur, which is a yeast of a Kshir v'Kazayis and of Chametz b'Kikoseves, either one, here it's Aser. And Beis Hillel Omrim Zeb b'Kazayis, both of them have the same Kshir v'Kazayis, and we'll see that much later on in the Gemara what the machlokas is about. And the third machlokas is a Hashochet Chayev Of b'Yomtiv. A person is allowed to do Shchita on Yomtiv. It's Ochel Nefesh. But when it comes to shechting a chai and oaf, you also have to do kisui hadam. You have to cover up the blood, which involves the violation of a charisha. So the din is hashochet chai v'oaf b'yomtif, b'shamay omrim yachbor b'deker v'chasi. You're allowed to use a shovel and dig up and cover the blood. That's a kula of Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel omrim lo yishchat elam kein haya efer afar muchan mibod yom. He only allows you to shech the animal for a bird or a wild animal if there's prepared dirt from beforehand. But if it's not prepared, there's a question of muksa. So there's a few things going on here. The Gemara is also going to clarify this piece. Is it a concern of digging? Is it a concern of muksa? So that the Gemara is going to discuss as well. Modim, they both agree, shem shachet, if you did shecht it nonetheless without preparing dirt beforehand, sheyachbor bedeker v'chase, you're allowed to dig with a shovel, sheefir kira muchanu, ashes that was left over in the oven is not considered a muks, it's considered a muchan, and you could use that. So again, it's unclear really what's going on in the Mishnah here. The Gemara is going to have to fill in a few of the missing pieces here. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, focusing for the next several daf on the first stage of the Mishnah here, whether Beitza Shinolda B'yantif is a mutter or aser. So the Gemara says, B'may askinan. What exactly is the scenario here that we're discussing? Which type of Beitza? Elaim, if you're telling me, B'tarna golas ha'omedesh l'achila. If it's a chicken that's set aside to be eaten. Some chickens are meant to lay eggs, others are meant to be eaten. So if it's omedes la'achila, which means it's not muks at all, you're going to shecht it possibly, and it's not out of your mind. You possibly will eat it today, if not today, maybe tomorrow. But it's in the world of achila. So my tamayu, the Beis Hillel. Why would Beis Hillel say that the egg is muksa, ochla de'afrasu? The egg came from a chicken. So if I have, let's say, a chicken that's edible, and I break off the leg, that leg is allowed, because it's part of the chicken. So if I break off the egg, if you will, from the chicken, it's a piece of the chicken. Just like the chicken's edible, the egg's edible also. What's the difference, the egg or a leg? Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, ha'omed des la'achila, first Rashi in the Gemara here, she'enu muksa, because it's la'achila, ochel da'afras, ochel shenifra. The egg is just a piece of food that was detached from the main part of the chicken. Why would Beis Hillel say it's muksa? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's not a case of the tarnagolas omedish l'achila, ella, but tarnagolas ha'omedish l'gado beitim. It's a chicken I have that is designated to lay eggs, which means the chicken itself is muksa. I don't plan to use the chicken, so it's muksa. And then if that's muksa, the beitim that come from it are also going to be muksa. So then, my tamayu de Beis Shammai, muksi. Why did Beis Shammai allow you to eat the egg, if the chicken itself is muksa, so seemingly the eggs are also muksa, why would there be a heter to eat it? So the Gemara explains that my kusha, why is he so problematic? Dilma beis shamai lesse muksa. Maybe beis shamai does not hold a muksa. Who says there? We know there's a machlokas in general between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon whether there's a concept of the muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds of muksa. Rabbi Shimon does not hold of muksa except for a few scenarios where it's very extreme muksa cases. But typically speaking, Rabbi Shimon does not hold the muksa. So maybe beis shamai is in the camp of Rabbi Shimon and there's no muksa. So that's why the chicken, even though it's omedesh le'atanagolos, omedesh le'gadav beitzim, maybe it's not muksa. He doesn't hold the muksa at all. So that's Rashi says, Dilma Rebbe Shimon Srila. Maybe hold like Rebbe Shimon that there's no muksa. So the Gemara says, Kesaka Daitam, the Havamina here is that a filaman deshari b'muksa. Okay, we know that there's a machlokis Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Shimon. But even in the world of Rebbe Shimon, who holds a muksa, rather who does not hold a muksa, muksa is permitted, binolad asa, when something is created new, that's a whole other level. Muksa is a rock here, the rock's in the world, so that's muksa. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa, but something nola, something that was created, that maybe he would hold that's going to be aser. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, kasaka daitach lahachi parchinim. This is the question. My tamayud beishami, why does beishami allow you to eat the egg? The kasaka daitach, the afil Rabbi Shimon deshar b'muksa b'nola aser. Deil b'muksa svirlei lo maksa inish midaita midi dechazilei. If I see a rock, I'm not maksa midaita. I could possibly use the rock for some purpose. It's in the world for me to see. It's in my mind. About nolad, something that was born, that was created. Lo havi yada din dehavi daita alai. I didn't even know to think about it. So therefore, if it wasn't on my das, therefore that's a nolad is more of a problem than muksa. The assumption here is, again, I don't want to get involved in the definition of muksa and nolad so much, but the simple understanding of muksa and nolad, it's about das. My das, it wasn't on my das. So the muksa of rocks are my das, so that's not muksa. But nolad, which was not on my mind, it wasn't in the world even, that's not badas, and therefore that would be subject to an isser nolad. So that's the havamina, that's why beis shamai, Ibn Beishamai would think it does. So then, if that's the case, back to the Gemara, my tamayo de Beishamai then. If this is a case of Nolad, even though Muks is mutter, according to Beishamai and Rabbi Shimon, but Nolad would be usher, why would Beishamai allow you to eat the egg? So Gemara says, okay, so what exactly is Machlokis here? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, li olam betarnegolos omedes legal beitzim. We're talking about a chicken that's raised to lay eggs. Udi islay muksa islay Nolad. If you hold a muksa, you hold of nolad. It's the same exact grouping. Udilesei muksa, lesei nolad. If you don't hold the muksa like Rabbi Shimon, you don't hold the nolad either. And therefore, beishamei k'Rabbi Shimon, and therefore muksa and nolad are permitted. That's why the egg's permitted. Ubeisila k'Rabbi Yehuda, that there is muksa and there is a problem of nolad. So look at a couple interesting tososim here. Tosos writes, Dilma beishamei, lesei muksa. Tema. So he says, b'masisin kamar behedya de beishamei ishtei muksa. How could the Gemara even suggest the Beis Shammai does not hold the muksa? We're going to see later on in Dav Yud that he clearly holds a muksa Beis Shammai. Lo yitol elem kein na'anea mivod yom. If you have some chicks that you wanted to use on Yontif, you have to, before Yontif, pick them up and move them to declare that's not muksa. But had you not done that, the chicks are going to be muksa. So clearly he holds a muksa. So how could the Gemara here entertain the possibility that he does not hold a muksa? The Tosa said there are different types of muksas. There are different categories. The Yesh Lomar says Tosa is the muksa de bali chayim. Chomer tfei u'muksa b'yoser. Animals are considered more muksa than an egg. An egg is immovable, so people don't think to use animals per se, and therefore there's different levels, different grades of muksa. So animals might be muksa in the world of Beis Shammai, doesn't mean that an egg is necessarily considered muksa. So then the Gemara says, another, look at Tosfos, rather the next Tosfos, he asks another interesting question. He says, Kasaka daitech da'afilu man d'shar b'muksa n'nolot aser. Those who allow muksa may not allow nolot. So he says, "Delo maksi inish mei dechazilei," like we saw in Rashi. About Nolad, lo havi yad demesma, but Nolad was—he was unaware. Tema asks Tosfos, "Deha Rebbe Shimon the shay b'muksa shay b'Nolad." How could the Gemara suggest that if you hold of, if you don't hold the muksa, you can hold of an isa Nolad? How could there be a chiluk? Rebbe Shimon, who is the one who holds the Baal Meimra, the muksa's mutter, he also holds clearly that Nolad's mutter. So how could the Gemara suggest that Nolad would be usher? So where do we see Rabbi Shimon holds Nolad's mutter? Kedamina b'Shabbos daf chavtes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain masikin b'shivay kelim. The keli broke on Shabbos, which you consider Nolad, and now a new kli you can't use it according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon matir afogav the having Nolad. So the breaking of a kli, it's called Nolad. It has a new purpose, a new shape to it. That's Nolad. Yet Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. So how could the Gemara say here that Rabbi Shimon says Nolad is usr? The Tosafot answers there are also different levels of Nolad. Just like there are different levels and grades and magnitudes of Muksa, there are different levels of Nolad as well. So Tosafot writes, V'yesh lomar, d'lo dami, you can't compare the case of a broken kli Nolad to the case of an egg. D'hai Nolad, d'hocha, havi Nolad tfei. The egg that was created, that was laid, is more Nolad, shemitchila lo haya be'olam, it wasn't in the world, you couldn't see it. Aval hasan by the kli, haya be'olam rak shenishbar. The kli was here, it just broke. So that's less Nolad than an egg that came into the world. That was his understanding. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Ervin that says, Maya be'iva mivla bli, that water is considered absorbed in the clouds. Uparach, the Gemara asks, Koshkei davi Nolad, isn't that Nolad v'asr? Umayparach, what's the question? Dilma huk Rabbi Shimon. Why did the Gemara say that it should be asr because of Nolad? Maybe Rabbi Shimon is the author of that opinion, and he holds that there is no problem with Nolad. It must be then, going to the last line of Tosas here, if it's absorbed in the clouds, that's not called in the world, even though Rabbi Shimon in general holds of Nolad is mutter, when it's completely not in the world, like an egg, like the water and the rain in the clouds, even that he'll agree it's Nolad. So we see from here that there are different levels of both Muksa and that of Nolad. So back inside the Gemara now, last eight lines of the Amudir. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachid. Does Rav Nachman really say this? Rav Nachman is one who suggested that Beis Shammai does not hold the Muksa, nor does he hold of Nolad. And Rabbi Huda, and Beis Hillel holds of Rabbi Huda that there is Muksa, there is Nolad. Because Rav Nachman really hold of this division. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi. V'hatran, the Mishnah says, Beis Shammai Omrim Magbin Me'al HaShulchan Atzamos V'Klip, and you're allowed to lift up any bones or any peels or shells which are considered Muksa, there's no purpose. You're allowed to, according to Beis Shammai, because he does not hold the Muksa. Beis Hillel omrim misalik es hatavla kula u'minari. You have to take the table and just shake it off indirectly, but you can't directly pick up the bones or the klipos because that's muksa. So Beis Shammai does not hold the muksa. Beis Hillel does hold the muksa and comes along with Nachman on this Mishnah. Rav Nachman anu ein lanu ela Beis Shammai k'Rabbi Yehuda who Beis Hillel k'Rabbi Shimon. He switches everything around. Our Mesorah is that no, Beis Shammai is the one who says to shake it off because he holds the muksa of the k'Rabbi Yehuda. And Beis Hillel is one who says you can lift them up directly, the bones and the klipos, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. The complete opposite, however, Rav Nachman said here by this Mishnah, he says by the Mishnah over there, in Hilchos by B'Mesech HaShabbos. So Gemara says, Amar le Rav Nachman, Gabe Shabbos, Desasam la Tanan Rabbi Shimon. So in the case of the Shabbos, so we have a Stab Mishnah and Shabbos that holds like Rabbi Shimon. You're allowed to cut deluim, different types of gourds or whatnot to feed the animals on Shabbos, even though there's a tircha involved. And even a nevela, and Rashi says a nevela that became a nevela on Shabbos, which means Erev Shabbos, Be'er Shema shows, it was muksa. But even though it's muksa, you're allowed to cut it on Shabbos because you're allowed to, there's no muksa on Shabbos. And you can feed it to the dog. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Ves a nevela, lefnei klavim. V'yafa pisha nisnabla b'Shabbos, even though it became a nevela on Shabbos and muksa, the beina shemashas lohayisah medesh l'achiz klavim. It wasn't right for achiz kelav erev Shabbos, which means beina shemashas is the time period when we decide whether something's muksa or not. So this animal was alive beina shemashas when Shabbos began. It's muksa. It's now a nevela, and now it's roi for animals. But still, the status of muksa remains the whole time, and yet still you're allowed to cut up the nevela to feed the dogs. So we see there is no muksa on Shabbos. So that's by Hilchos Shabbos. The din is that we hold of Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, says the Gemara, Mokim la the Beis Hillel Rabbi Shimon. So that's by Hilchos Shabbos. We say Beis Hillel is make like Rabbi Shimon because that's Stam Mishnah. We always pass like Beis Shammai, rather Beis Hillel. And the Stam Mishnah in Shabbos gives an impression that we hold like Rabbi Shimon. Must be Beis Hillel, Rabbi Shimon are lumped together that there is no muksa. Aval, however, the Mishnah here Maseches Beitza, top of Amud Beis here. Aval Gabe Yomtiv. The Mishnah here says Kireb Yehuda that there is muksa. It's not a Mishnah later on tells us, and this is Mishnah actually in Shabbos. Daf Lamed Alf rather. Ein mevakin etim nakaros. You're not allowed to cut up wood if they're on the beams of the house or something. V'lo minakorah shenishbar b'yomtiv or a beam that broke. You can't use to fuel your firewood on yomtiv. Why? If you look at Rashi two lines down, says Rashi. Even though right now the beam broke in half and it's right to fuel my firewood, but Erev Shabbos, it was a full beam. I wanted to use it to build with. It wasn't right for fueling my fire. Since Ben Shmashos, it was not right, so therefore it's considered muksa. So, but now it is right. We don't change the status of muksa, so you can't use this on Yom Tov. Alma islam muksa Yom Tov. So we have a stam mishnah maseches beitza that says muksa is a problem. So therefore, the Gemara says three lines down now in Amud Bezir, mokim beleil beis hillel Rabbi Yehuda. So the stam mishnah on Shabbos is like Rabbi Shimon that there is a muksa. A stam mishnah maseches beitza Yom Tov is like Rabbi Yehuda that there is a muksa. So that's why Rav Nachman splits up the world of Shabbos and the world of Yom Tov. So you have to understand why that is. So Gemara asks, Michli, let's understand for a moment. Man sas mei l'vasnesin. Who was the one who was decide who the Stam Mishnah is like? Who authored who or who put together the Mishnah? It's Rebbe. So the question we have to ask Rebbe now: why did Rebbe Maishna b'Shabbos the sasin lak Rebbe Shimon u'Maishna b'Yom Tov the sasin lak Rebbe Yehuda? Why did he decide to do this? That to give us the impression by Hilchos Shabbos there's no muksa, Hilchos Yom Tov that there is muksa. So Gemara says, Amri, Shabbos the chamira for the asal is zulei ba, sasin lak Rebbe Shimon. Shabbos, which is more chamer, in itself, there's a hitzer skila and all the different halachas that come with Shabbos, is more chamer than Yom Tov. There's no concern that if we allow certain things of muksa, not all muksa, there certainly is problems of muksa on Shabbos, but certain aspects of muksa are more makel by Hilchos Shabbos, we're not concerned that might lead to a zilzul of Shabbos. Shabbos on its own stands strong. People know it's a serious day. So you can make up by Hilchos Shabbos, sasam lak Rabbi Shimon. But when it comes to the make of Yom Tov, the keel, Rabbi Shimon, the make up. But Yom Tov, the keel Yom Tov, which itself inherently is more makel, they're allowed to cook and other things for heter ochel nefesh. The asil is a zule, but we're concerned that if you allow for cooking and allow for carrying, it might lead to more kulas and people are going to start disgracing the kedusha Yom Tov. They have to be more machmir, sasan lak Rabbi Yehuda, the machmir, he's more machmir, lagabe hilchos muksa. And that's why Rebbe and Rav Nachman have the split between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, before you go weiter, just go back to a second, the bottom of Amud Aleph. There's an interesting tosis there about Beis Hillel, Omen Mesalik is a Tavla Menara, that he said you could shake off the bones using the table, just pick it up and throw off the bones. So the question is, why is that not a problem of buses, right? Buses, Davar Aser, if you have bones or muksa on a table, that whole table becomes a buses and you can't move the table. How do you have to pick up the table and shake it? So look at Tosis, your Maskel, Beis Hillel, Omen Mesalik is a Tavla Menara. Tema. Hello, how he bait buses the davar aser because the table is now holding bones and klipos. Fellow shachach, he didn't forget the items there. He placed the bones intentionally on the table, and that makes something a buses. You can't even move the table. So Tosa gives a few answers, and they're all very important for understanding the halachas of buses. V'yei shloma, the lefeirish rabbeinu tam nicha the parish mesecha shabbos the lo havi buses the davar aser ela kishadaito la nicham sham kolayom. The only time something becomes a basis is if you have intent to leave it there all day long. If your intent is to leave it there and then take it off at some point afterwards, so then that would not be considered a basis. Here, he did not intend on leaving the bones there all day long, and therefore that's not a basis. That's number one. Inami, alternatively, kevan de havisham ochlan havile basis lever aser ulu lever mutter. It wasn't only bones. It wasn't only klipos. There were also food, a piece of chicken that were there, and it becomes a basis lever aser and lever mutter, and therefore that's shari, as long as the lever mutter is more chashiv than that which is a lever aser. And the third answer he gives is viod de ein de maniach bekavana ta einu chashiv hecha yiflu. It wasn't bekavana. A bus is only when you have intent on placing it down. Here, he didn't really care where the bones went. He just placed it down because it was convenient. To create a bus, it must be done with intent, that it's there all day long, and there can't be any other dover heter on it to create a bus. Okay. Exactly. He doesn't address the Ben HaShemashos, but it must be before Ben HaShemashos. That's not just. So seemingly this was done before Ben HaShemashos, or Tosus does not hold of that din. So now to Amr Beis, the Gemara tells us around 10 lines down. Gemara says that the two, B'mayu Kimta, B'tana Golos, Ha'omedis Legadla Beitzim. Why do we feel compelled to say that the question here is a tarnagolas that's there to lay eggs, umishum muksa, that's a question muksa, ihachi, admiflagi bebeitza, lifagu betarnagolas. So why do we choose to say that the debate is about the egg that's laid? Why not talk about the chicken itself? That's the same exact machlokas. The Beis Hillel does not hold of muksa, Beis Hillel does hold of muksa by yantif, so you should say the tarnagolas itself is muksa. And Beis Shammai, who does not hold a muksa, he should say the tarnagolas is not muksa. Why are you only debating the egg? Debate the chicken. So Gemara says, "Ihach again, ad miflagi bebeita liflagu betarnagolas." So the yacha koach the Beis Shammai dimenol chari to tell us a greater chiddush. That not only is the chicken mutter, which is muksa, but even the egg, which would possibly be an issue of nola, which is a greater concern, even there, Beis Shammai is permitted. That's why we taught the case of the beitza. So Gemara says, "Uliflagu b'tanigolus lo diacha kochan the Beis Hillel the mamokas asir." Maybe we should teach Beis Hillel as a chiddush. That not only does he say no, it's asir the egg asir, but Beis Hillel even teaches that the animals asir, the chickens asir. So maybe we should teach a chiddush in the world of Beis Hillel. So Gemara says, "V'chitem if you're going to tell me koch the teir adif, because the koch of a teir is always adif, it's always greater." I mean, we always want to show the opinion and highlight the opinion of the Hatera. Why? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains the svar here. The Hatera Adifle, around 10 hour lines down, Tovlo Lashmi'enu Koach Divrei HaMatir. It's better to present the position of those who are Mekel, Shu Somech Ashmuaso Venu Yara Lahatir. Because a person who's willing to put his neck out there and say that something's mutter, it must be he did his research, and therefore he must be correct. About koach ha'os and those who say aser ain't a raya. That's not proof. Just because a guy says aser doesn't mean he's correct. Shakol yichol nahachmir. Everyone can be machmir and say aser aser aser. V'yafil b'davra mutter. So one who's machmir is no chiddush to be machmir. That's a simple way. It's very easy to be machmir. But a guy who's matir and not just any person, it has to be a person like a Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, a person who knows how to learn, obviously. And if a person, one of the Amorim, one of the Tanaim, are willing to be mekel, that means he must be really correct. And koach ha'teira adif. So we should. That's why I'm going to say the reason why we didn't choose the discussion of the Tarnagolas to show us how extreme Beis Hillel is in terms of being Machmir. No, because we always try to show the extreme of those who are Mekel, mainly Beis Shammai allows for Nolad Beitzas are Mutter. So Gemara says, I've got a solution. So maybe V'chi Tema Koch Tater Adif. That's why we chose to talk of the egg and the heter of a Beis Shammai. V'niflok b'tervayu. Why not speak about both of them? Tarnagolos ha'omedes the gada beitim hi u'beitzasa. Speak about both of these objects. Beishamay omer misocha, both the chicken and the egg. And beishamay omer losocha. Won't that be very easy? Why focus on only one? Why can't you focus on two? Gemara says, you're right. Ela amar Rabba says, li'olam b'tarnagolos ha'omedes l'elchilam. Really, we're talking about a chicken that was set aside, designated to be eaten. To be shechted at some point in its life. And we're talking about where Yom Tov fell out after Shabbos. In other words, Sunday is Yom Tov. So Matzah Shabbos, Sunday is Yom Tov. And we're talking about a whole other concept here. Not Nola, not Muksa. There's a new din, which is called Hachana de Rabba. Mishum Hachi. One second here. B'Yom Tov Shechal Yos Achar Shabbos Askinan. Mishum Hachana. It's an issue of Hachana. The Kesava Rabba. Kobeta de Mesyalda Ha'idna. Me'esmal Gamrla. If the egg was laid today, that means it was prepared yesterday, it was complete in the Tarnagolas yesterday on Shabbos, and there's a special din, we'll look at Rashi, that every Suda Shabbos, every Suda Yom Tov requires Hachana. You can't just show up to a Shabbos meal without preparing. It requires Hachana. That Hachana must take place during the week. So on Shabbos, Hachana takes place Erev Shabbos. So you do Hachana on a Chol of Friday, to do for Shabbos. A regular Yom Tov, you prepare the day before, which is a Chol. But the day before Yom Tov is a Shabbos, you don't have the proper Hachana. You can't prepare a Yom Tov meal on Shabbos. And you can't prepare a Shabbos meal if Yom Tov was on Friday, the same problem. It's a Chana de Rabba, you need to prepare, but you can't have a Shabbos to prepare for Yom Tov or Yom Tov prepare for Shabbos. And since this egg was laid on Sunday Yom Tov, that means it's prepared on Shabbos, and that means Shabbos prepared to Yom Tov, that can't be allowed, even though the Hachana wasn't me and you. It was a Hachana b'dei Shemaim, that still lacked Hachana. It requires a Hachana b'dei Adam, that we must do a Hachana b'chol. We can't have a Hachana done for us on a Shabbos, and that's why Beis Shammai says us, Beis Hillel says usr, and Beis Shammai says mutter, because Beis Shammai does not hold of what's called Hachana de Rabba. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says, a few Rashi we'll look at here. Rashi says, the chol beitz of the mesial de ha'idna, mesmo gamrila, the afagab de b'dei Shemaim, even though the Hachana took place by Hashem, not by me and you, it's still usr nonetheless. The ba'ina nekol suda Shabbos v'suda Yom Tov shu muzumanos umuchanos mibod yom shachol. We have a din that every suda Shabbos and suda Yom Tov must have been prepared on a chol, but this was not a chol. The day before the egg was laid, it was Shabbos still, and therefore it's aser. And look at we'll go right to the Gemara now, and the Gemara explains Rabba Latame. This Rabba Lashitaso Dama Rabba my dichse. What's the possible when it says va'yua ba'yom hashishi ve'chinu as she yaviu. That the sixth day you had a hachana, on a regular Friday, you did a hachana of the mun for Shabbos. That tells us that you have chol mechin the Shabbos, and chol mechin the Yom Tov. You have to prepare for Shabbos meal on a weekday. You have to prepare for Yom Tov meal on a weekday. However, ein Yom Tov mechin the Shabbos, vein Shabbos mechin the Yom Tov. But a Shabbos cannot prepare for a Sunday Yom Tov, and a Yom Tov on Friday cannot prepare for a Shabbos. That would be usur. So if you just look at, actually we don't need to do the Rashi's here. Actually, let's look at Rashi. Rashi writes, the time of Dama Rabba says, actually next one, Vehechinu. Vesmina means to prepare. Kagon mikana ni ochel lemachar. Today I'm eating for tomorrow. Dimishim hachana biyadayim. V'lomer shi'afu v'yivishlu mibod yom. Pedyaksiv. Es hashaya me'afu afu. When it comes to baking, that's clear. But to designate other items, everything requires hachana. Ela hazmana bepeh kamer. You have to articulate with your mouth that this is for Shabbos. This is for Yom Tov. So the preparation must take place on a chol, on a weekday, not a yontif, not a Shabbos. That a suda Shabbos you must designate on Friday or a weekday that this is special for Shabbos. That must take place. And even yontif as well, the next Rashi, very important Rashi here. Vein yomtiv mechin the Shabbos, v'yomtiv nami kari Shabbos. Yomtiv is also called the Shabbos, and therefore boi sudasa hazmana v'hazmanasa b'chol. So therefore, preparation of yomtiv also requires hachana hazmana on a chol. But when yomtiv falls out on a Sunday, the hachana of the egg was on Shabbos, and that would be in violation of this necessary hachana, what's called hachana d'rab. So now the Gemara says, amle abai, so that's the case. So now, our Mishnah here is a case of yomtiv was on Shabbos, or rather, yomtiv was on Sunday. That's why it's aser. If it was a yontif during the week, everybody would agree. Even Beisil would allow you to have that the egg, because it was prepared on the day before him. But only when yontif was on a Sunday, the achana took place on Shabbos. And therefore it's aser. It does not have the achana. So the Gemara then says, Amar lebai el miyatif, that's the case. The yontif be'alma tishri. So a yontif that took place on a Tuesday, that egg should be allowed. Shouldn't that be the case? But clearly the Mishnah here presents us that the Beit is always aser. Why should be also if it's a yontif that fell on a Tuesday? Monday was a chol, that was the hachana that you needed. Mar says, you're right, Mik, your din, you're correct. Midin hachana de rabba, it should really be allowed. However, they made a gzera mishim yontif achar Shabbos, and because they're concerned, if you allow me to have an egg laid on a yontif on Tuesday, I might think, oh, you could have an egg laid on Sunday. And I didn't know there's a difference, so they made a gzera that all yom tovim, when there's a beitza shenolda, that egg is aser. So Gemara says, okay, say so too. Shabbos, the alma tishri, if an egg was laid on Shabbos, that should be allowed as well, because Friday was a chol. You had the achana d'rabba necessary. So the Gemara said, why don't we allow an egg laid on Shabbos? Why do we still say it's nolad or muksa? Gzeira mishum Shabbos achar yomtiv. Because if we allow a person to have an egg on a regular Shabbos, I might think you could even have an egg on a Shabbos if it falls out after a yomtiv, which is a Friday, which would be an usr, it would be usr because of achana d'rabba. So the Gemara then says, last few lines of Amr Beis here, umi gazrinan, do we really make such a gzeira? So v'ha tani, the Baraita tells us, Hashochet es hatarnegolas umatza ba beitzim. A person shechs a chicken and he finds eggs inside beitzim gemuros. The eggs that have been complete. We'll see discussions of that later. But he finds beitzim gemuros inside. Mutar slaachol meyamtiv. You're allowed to eat them. So why are you allowed to eat them? Vim isa legzar mishum hanach demishaldin biyomein. So this should be a very good big concern here. If you allow me to shech a chicken, and if I find eggs inside, I can eat the eggs inside. I might say, wait a second, if I just like I can eat the eggs on yontif, if a chicken laid an egg, I should be able to eat that as well. What's the difference? If I found the eggs inside the chicken or the egg came from the chicken, it laid them, they should both be the same cases. So how can we allow the egg that was found inside the chicken? It should be a gzera because of beit shenolda b'yontif. And the Gemara says, Amrle, beitim gemuros b'mei iman milsadil shichi. It was very uncommon to find an egg inside a chicken. If you shech the chicken to find the complete egg, it's very uncommon. My grandmother told me in Europe, they used to like take the chickens home, they would find once in a while an egg. It was like a bonus. You got an extra egg along with the chicken. But it was very, very uncommon to find these things. But if it happened, it was uncommon. And since it was uncommon, to milsa de la shricha, milsa de la shricha lo gazrinam behu rabbanim. We have a klal, that whenever it comes to gzera, they never made a gzera in a case that was infrequent and very uncommon. And since this was lo shricha, it was not part of the gzera. And therefore, you're allowed to have the eggs that were found inside the chicken, and we're not concerned that it might lead to people having an egg that was actually laid on yontif. So let's quickly recap what we did. We had a mishnah in the beginning that talked about the three machlokasim of Beisil Beshamai, one about the Beitza that was anolda, one about the shiurim of kazayis of kosevis of a sor and chametz, and thirdly about the shochi chayvi of, about doing kisei adam, that we'll discuss later on in the mesecht or the perek. And then we want to figure out what exactly was machlokas. We're talking about tarnagolas, how medish la'achila, or medish la'gada beitza. We spoke about muksa versus nolad. If you don't hold a muksa, you don't hold a nolad. If you do hold a muksa, you do hold a nolad. Then we spoke about how Rebbe was sasim, the case of his Shabbos, that we don't hold a muksa. We feel like Rebbe Shimon by Hilchot Shabbos, because Shabbos inherently is chamer. We don't have to have a concern of a zilzal. But yomtif, where it's more meka, we're concerned of a zilzal. So there Rebbe paskin like Rebbe Huda, that there is muksa in the world of yomtif. Then we threw out this whole case because if that were to be the case of Beisil Beishamai, the Mishnah should have focused on both the Tarnagolas and the Beitza to tell us the halachas of both Muksa and Nolad, both extremes, and we didn't have that. Therefore, the Gemara has a whole other pshat here. They're talking Hachana the Rabbah, that every Shulis Shabbos, Shulis Yantav requires Hachana of Chol beforehand, but our Mishnah is a case where Yantav fell out after Shabbos, it did not have the proper Hachana, and therefore it's us because it lacks Hachana the Rabbah, while Beisil Shamai does not hold of Hachana the Rabbah, it's still Mutter. But then the Gemara says that no, even though the din is only by Yantav after Shabbos, or Shabbos after the Yantav, they still made a gzera that every stam, even a Yantav standing alone, or a Shabbos standing alone, they made a gzera. You can never have a Beit HaShanol double Yantav, atu, a Yantav after Shabbos, or a Shabbos after Yantav. Okay, we'll stop here. Welcome to Beitza, and everyone have a wonderful day.